Status in your sex cycle, which is what we set off last time. I think now, even on Santa Shach, I mean, until the sex cycle, the Klal Amavot, the sex cycle, Amukim, Rechovim, Minayam, very wide and very deep. There are Klalim, and Yonim Harbe, and Yonim Shazer, Lokim Yonim Shazer, the Gamadam, and Kal the Dak, very thin and very narrow, the Chilip between one verse another. Then we end off in the actual Lubdek, so the sex cycle, the essential way that's Kal Vadak is, I think, an understatement. It's more than Kal Vadak. It's Dak Shavadakas. There are three kind of clothes we go through today. Five of them in the Banu Shulchan himself says he does not understand. Again, he understands everything. There can be three kulas over here, Kal Hei, Kal Zayin, and Kal Yod. Banu Shulchan will argue all three kulas, and will be Machmer. So if you want to be Mekal, Echad Makuv, Echad Karuva is... You have massive shoulders. Fine, let it go. First, a quick sikkum will come out that is Mukubal. First, Aleph. Some of the rest of it is Mukubro, some of the Mukulo, which is Mukubnat, one bay, that one base. Second, Sex Shekel is Mutter. Where is that? Subis, Baptas. Third, what's the lumens of Sex Shekel? Then said, oh, my book is the Rambam versus the Rashba. Says Shami Rambam says a pretty good by us that they sure in that classic subis. It's had the etim sub the rice of the over that bottom. A strike strike is sent down on the cooler. Mashek in the Rashba and Shuva, the Mutafalov says, it will get her shalot roiv, kiroiv, olfer roiv, again of roiv. Four, we now know clearly that three separate types of strike strike. This is strike strike of a goof, strike strike of a teruvois, and this is a sovic begoof and a sovic in the teruvois. With recovery each one, the idea of Begulf is Tzuvah that test on Aleph, the idea of Taruvos is more on Zvachim that find Aleph, the idea of Echa Begulf, Echa Taruvos, that's the case in Veo. Now, what is the Locha to get these cases? They get to a case of a Taruvos, of getting more in Zvachim that find Aleph, we saw already Sivches, that's the Rajpo, the Rambam is a two Taruvos or three Taruvos. The Locha have their Chava Paskin, three like the Rambam. The 12 Paskin, 2, like the Rashba. They get to Echad Beguf, Echad Teruvos. That's what Chalikis are bearing time. Verse 3. We might get Paskin like 3. Knocking in a point we already know by now is the idea of Echad Beguf, Echad Teruvos. The retreat master, we spoke out four different stages why that's so. Either it's that they say that the Rashba of Prior Sarko, Kom Dina Ida Metzias, or the idea of Matsalsi Kosev, Kom Dina Ida Yedeo. Or the side of the Ra'ah is still Mishim in Atoro, also say about Shumo. Or the idea is not Shavuos, the second Mishim in the Ra'ah, which sounds like the Mahatma Taz over there and Machaber. Those are the basic ideas, those are the building blocks. Now to go through the first 10 of the Kali Sex Figure. First, you have to realize the first 10 Be'ike is really the Mishito. It's built upon Echa Beguf, Echa Bataruvos. If you're not going to go like the all tell my Sri Mutter. We didn't pass in like to meet Osir, except for Kal Dalad, Rei Tam Maisik used to. Otherwise, we're going to pass in all Talmud Maisik are Mutter Kod Rei Tam, but we're building from three. Now, here are sheets to follow along to make it less hard, but to make it easy to follow with the cases that we heard. First Kal is Echel Begulf, Echel Betaru Beis. Where they're coming from, that's Gemara and Beyad, that's from the Beis. The Torah passes in Apinari, the Loch is Echab Guf Echabaruas, the Loch is also not like a Bayan Tam. Now the question is, in this halacha, is something called a Matsasi Kosov. That means by now, I assume everyone from the Beis Leisif, it's in Munzayin, it brings down a simple question. Why in the world is Echab Guf Echabaruas, which is a Svek Svekel, is an Osir? Why the people we're saying is Osir? We know Svek Svekel, called Torah Kula or Shas, we know the Loch is Svek Svekel's Mutter. What is more homedic about this topic? Of all sex workers. Kamal Matasi Kosov, and he answers, sounds like there is no chiluk. The only difference is, do you know about it, do not know about it. Once you knew about it, there's a psakt in, come dino. Once you pass it, there's a din over here, so what happened? You have a sovereign begov, there's a trade for not, so the rice will come. So now it's a psakt, also. And Teruva is level one sovereign. Therefore, comes along, you have a echo begov, echo Teruva, so we need to be machmas, this is the deal. But let's say Erich Nami says Matsasi Kosov, there is no idea. What happened? This trefa, they did not know the trefa. Got mixed with 1,000 animals. He only found out after the mixture. You're right, Svek Svek. Svek Svek of Mai says Mutter. So his research seems to be that all Svekis, the Maisa, are not by Svek Svekel. Over here, there's a Kumbino, takes away the parameter of the Svek Svekel. We have a Psakel left with one topic. This halacha of Echad Megov, Echad Meduvas, Loi Noida, Matsosi Kosa, the Maisa, we see clearly on the page, the Master Binyamin, the Brotam, the Tav Shach, passes like this, Lakulo. The Yosef passes like this. The Minchas Yaakov and the Tosha Shlomim. If you have a Pierce Tosha Shlomim, he is a Minchas Yaakov. He's the same person. The Lundin is a Tosha Shlomim. When Ishma Het is usually a Minchas Yaakov. The same person. Maestli, he said, make a lift. They pass like this. Atsana Shemi. Hamul Tazan Shach. They point out to this music. Sandy Dramo. Like a Moshe Nun Zayin. He writes over there. He quotes the Matsasi Kos in the base says, if it says, Ishma Het is Kinegaret. And then when the Taz writes three times, of Kotnin Bey, Sukotnin Gimel, Sukotnin Dald, there is no such heter of Loi Noida. Sukkot Yubayis come to argue the Master Binyamin in the Sukkot Yigimel Kirei Musasi Kosev. Sukkot Yigimel Kirei the Master Binyamin. Sukkot Yidal come to make a Pesach Halokh L'maisa. He said the three times with three different avenues. And therefore the Pechodesh, the Krasi, the Choshulam said there is no heter. The person L'maisa does not know about it. Asad HaShlishi, the Shach is very interesting. Over here is the Orach. By now everyone knows you have to learn the Orach. And you have to learn the Ksaro. Chloe Sarkar the Ksaro. In the Rucha, he writes, the Aloch is Maiso, we have Ramah, who disagrees, and he points out, what's Ramah, the Torah over here, the Sefer says, the case of Israel, the Kinkah, Noida, Loi, Noida, goes to the Rachel. That means the Dark Emotions, the Zion, have to argue, is the argument forcing them over here. But he points out, look at the Israel at the Orach, he says, Maiso also not to argue, saying there is no Hatim, Noida. They were on the page of the Ruchos, the Shabbat say, to be mad. Kamu, the Pesaro, and certain Shulchan Aruch on the side point out there's a Ksar being moistened more, and it says in another Rucha, he says, have a mock from Hefstim Rubo, and the Tzarech Mitzvah, Tzarech Tzus Mitzvah Gam Kain, and you need two things. You have a Tzarech Tzus Mitzvah and mock from Hefstim Rubo, the Meister person who can be Mekel. Now, this idea that he says these two things together to be Mekel, the Sivus one this way, the Tum Tamadash one this way, Beru Shlomo, and the Shulchan Paskins, what's what to Mekel? This said, we have Ramah, we have Isra Meta Aruch, there's no Sarah for it. So you have to realize again, number one, the Beitam holds his mutter. Both Stein, Black Stein, thought about calling the Beitam. Number two, the Machmer is the Re. The Tourney Machmer causes the Rav, which says, Woy Lofish. The whole Lof of Echem Begum, Echem Begum is a Woy Lofish of the Rashba. Number three, we point out last time, the Rosh says, the whole thing Echem Begum, Echem Begum is a Dindra Bongo. Not Dindra Echem. Rather, it's like his Nathar is good. Dindra Bongo over here. Woy, we have a Master Binyamin and a Matosi Kos and Meister Michael. So with these 4 points, Meister have a call by Hefsi Rubo and Tzus Mitzvah, Biyachad, Meister person can be Mekel.
Tzus Mitzvah.
His words are Tzarek Tzus Mitzvah, Gamke. Gamke. Now, what? No, so it sounds like Gamke. No, his words are Gamke. Gamke, as far as people in Israel,
Gamke. Can he enter Tzus Mitzvah or Gamke? It has to be
both. The words are both.
It has to be both.
Both. Has to be a Tzus Mitzvah and a Hefsi Rubo. Together, there is a Pesach Shuvah we'll get to on the Klai Sechel, you stick on your test, it points out when the Primogodim and Kivegim bring it down, they write the halachah is only one, only the halachah Hefshimubi can be Mechel. These are only by only a case of Hefshimubi can be Mechel. That means the Shashach says both, and the Achranim of the Bashuk speaks out, he means Dafka both, Havdah says both here. However, there is a Kivegim, there is a Primogodim, the Shuvah Sekhon your test will also bring down, Mechel only have Hefshimubi. Do not need both of here. Don't need both. That means it comes along nice on the pages of Shulchan Aruch. What's the loch of Echel Begov, Echel Bekeruvos? Come on the four sheets. Either person can be Mekel, that's Master Binyamin. Or to be Mach, Master Binyamin. When a person is Loinoda. Either Mekel, Master Binyamin. Be Machmer, that's the Pashas of the Amor, the Taz of Echel, that way. The Shach says you never have to move, and also Tzarek Tzudo, Mitzvah. And the Pesach Tshuva said to have to move on from the Kivegir and the Primogodim. Now take it a step further. Again, the case of Israel, clear, a case you did not know about it. We're being make up a Hefsimubo. Fine. What's the study of Hefsimubo? By now you know Hefsimubo. Torah's Chat is right, that Dhamma to the Sefer. That means that's Mi'ikradim. Mi'ikradim. With this, Kamal B'chok B'zodim, B'in Sodom, he says, building it next travel year, what happens when the Chaticha were in the Schabed? That might not be Chaticha were in the Schabed. That means you learn the Lachon Simukov Alon Siv Gimel. Over there is Machloikis, Mechaba versus Amor, Apidu Shedim, the Rambam, and the Rashbo. What's a Lachon when right now it's raw, it's not cooked, has feathers upon it, or it's big. What the case over here is, machlokes. The one comes along and says, a gan is not cooked. It's a dag even still nichtiru lechabed. It's that plus. From the machaber and he says it's dag yishirim loch kestam. He says no. Right now it's ruel lechabed. The chabed is practical lechabed. That means it's in a partial ruel lechabed. Machlokes. That means it comes along. Anything that's ruel is ruel lechabed. Not could the machaber bestimius meisus mekel. For there are more meisus chadim ruel lechabed. If so, come on the Chokhmah's Odom and says, let's say you have a Sovereign Trefo, which is Arvo, Echabaturuvois. By the case of Loi Noida, this Mavuch over here in Kalav and Meshach, together with the Nacha Sovereign, if the Chadich will let's Chabed, if the case over here is where the Chabed, and actually the case over here is Ruah, since it's never the Sovereign, but Vas Achas, because the Mosad's cousin can be Michael, over here, we're going to be Machmer, let's have some Ruvo. Maybe it's not. The Maisa person can be Michael. Sounds like even that I have some Rubo. Even that I have some Maisa Mutter. It's here. With this, the Chor can answer one of the big ponderables in God's Klal Yisrael. The Reichman has his seven ponderables, seven wonders of the world. He says he does understand. We saw Reichman in America. He's a Shia about it. He says the person comes home and he has chicken. He has these drumsticks. He comes along and he has buys 10 of them. He opens them up. He sees that one of the wings are broken. He says the one that's discolored, the polka, the drumstick is discolored over here. He goes over to Rav, and the Rav says, Shashri. Now, when, how, what, you have to go find out the club over here and say it's not that common, as far as I understand, but it used to be much more common. You have to know what that means. They have to go to Tash Shefo, so now they have 10 drumsticks, so the person do. Well, this was Tash Shefo, and that means the other ones are usually not part of that, the other ones might sound motor. But with this one that's Shefo comes from, the Rav is Paskin, comes from the store, when you buy from the store. Let's say you bought from a store like Blatmart or Mealmart, the store is the Meister, they get whole chickens, they cut it up. If there's usually a polka there, that means the rest of it came from the store. That means the rest of it's still in the store, or could be in the store. What happens? We know the halacha is, that the same Kuf Yod, in Sif Hei, says, in the king, out of the store already, the Meister is mutter. But things did not come out of the store, is the Teruah still here? And therefore, should be, everything in the store should be also. If you don't understand, every time we rub Haskins, the drumstick is a Kshash Trefo. As far as I'll know, it's not a case of Kshash over here. You can only say Badai. If so, come along that everything in the store might should be also. Therefore, he does not understand why in the world when we rub Haskins one way, he didn't pull up the store and say, all these Chayyim might be also. That's one of his appealing employees in the CS in the world. Your Haskins got to tell the story, selling Trefos over here. To force the local Tim of Yud, say, hey, what's the answer? Building poet, we're saying right now, maybe we can answer this ponderable. You can say very simple. Maisa, when he found it already, it really was a terubus. So that's him, it's an echel of again, I don't think it's ever about a trefo. It's some trefo. And it's a terubus. Echel of terubus. Loinoida. So can we make a lot, have some rubus, or mitzvah, serious mitzvah? Maybe you can, title to argue. But it's also the Chetiva of Chabed. It's wrong. You understand chicken Israel is Chabed. I'll go on the assumption that Israel is Chabed chicken. Other cases. On the assumption, my say it's a Chodim Chabed, it's not Israel is Chabed. If so, the Chodim should come out. So the story is even more, is that in case you have some Rubo passions. Or have sin. So in case you have some Rubo. And it's not to Rubo's Biyachan. And over here, there's a case of Matsasi Kosim. And the Master Ben Yamin. And it's something to deal with Chabed. So the talk was of Maisa, it's water. Water. So we took here one of the big parables in the Kali song, Maisa, with Kalal, together with the Sage Boy, Chok Mazodim. Baruch Hashem, Maisa. No Pashkin, the chicken over here, is a trefoil. It's not a Shiloh. Now, there is maybe another way to answer this question. Uri over here spoke to him. We saw him personally yesterday, called him up. What's his teretz? And he has a Malachal to answer it. I'm not clear upon it. Maybe someone else can get more of a clarity upon it. But why should he speak to Uri? He spoke to Israel himself about how to answer it. Now, to take it a step further now, we say over here that Echabod Ruvez, the loch is when a person does not know about his machlokes. What the loch is, he come up to say a cool over here. That means the reason that Echabod Ruvez, Echabod Ruvez, might be Machmo, well, you know that maybe he can be Michael. What happened to your Svek Svek Begov? Svek Svek Begov, he said, might say it's Mutter. You say now for carrot. The person knows about it, to be machmer. Say the same chilik in the Matzotzi Kosim, What does Masasi Chasam say? There's no so between Sveikis over here, there's no difference. If there's Noida, Noida. If so, let's do it now the other way. Say, if I care, the person by Sveikis, like Begufoi, that means the case of Mamsubadav test, or it's Takav and Nach Takav. Or in the Seratzen, that's the case of Begufoi. If you can find a Kimto of Noida, you find one. It's not simple. Find one. Maybe it come out of case of a Chum over here. Why? Say, come Dino. Say, the first level, you can pass him this also. Now we have a second level, my should be only one level one suffer. You say them, but also he calls them now, l'chumro. So that's him, the pashas reading of the Ramah, where the words are, v'noi de beis tzvekes b'yachad, the simple reading is, my should be machar, pash points this out. And look at the isra at the earth, the akumoshim exam, the gais of the my should be machar. The shach is the kon, samak gimel, his words are that way, his words are v'noi da. So if you wonder why the words of the shach say v'noi da, by case tzvekes like v'gufoi, without noi da, the my should be machar. Or soon said to be machmer. Asad Hashani, then we saw the Taz, and he's a mashmer. Taz says, what?
The
Doida
at the end, not the middle.
Yeah. Asad Hashani, with the Taz, big Zan, mashmer, he says, the case strikes like a gufoi, not to machal, because it's cool over here. Whether Noida or Noida, Taz himself says he could not find a kimto, and even if he can't find a kimto, he said, three make over here. The Pichodush, the guy wants to bring a rayo from the Sugi and Beya itself, the Gmoa Beya, in the case of the Bryce of a Beitza. Bryce says first is Osir, then the case of a Sofik, then the case of Teruvos. The Parsha is the case of Teruvos going back in the case of a Sofik. So the Marian Tam, no, it's not the way to go back in the case of a Vadai. Says that the going, if a Marian Tam is called the Loch of Kamdino, he's not going to help in the case of Sek, Sek, and Begufoi versus Echab, Echab, the same exact Loch, just making more as a Kimto in the case of Noida. And Noida in the case of Kamdino. So it must be there's no chiluk with a noida and loinoida by sexic begufoi. Tom says no difference between the two. That's his right. So my shirk of a machlokes, Dola Achrenim, Taz, Masmin Yomin, and Verse Tamor, and the Shachal here, you make a chiluk with sexic begufoi. Now the question, what's the kimto? And the Taz says, I can't find a kimto. Come with Achrenim and say it's a pelo. For the numerous cases, you can come out, and we have the situation where we have this society. Make this one first practical in the house. First, let's say something is packed. The Sovik Yisr. Sovik Yisr. Then he comes along and he cooks something in the pot, maybe after 24 hours. Maybe not. So what happens? The Sovik Yisr, the if get up, sack over here, and then it happens, you get Sovik Yisr after 24 hours, the time of Khan. Then 24 hours, not the time of Khan. So if it's a specs like a Begufoi, what happens? Zeh Chazeh. Says it in Reborah, what happened by the Shulchan? A simple enough to meet over here. If it's a case of Noida in between, the loch is one being machmel over here and say the food that's a shrek shreko, you know, psak, to aser. If you come home to say fakir, that there's shrek shreko good for you, never to machalot, be mot over here. This is about a shulchan's machalot, it's a sarafim.
It's a gift,
it's kamdino, again, the mahalot of kamdino. We'll get to also what you're saying, maybe. We'll get to what you're saying, cholish tosser. A second Akhmino speaks out the Akhmino. Basically, we have a Sovkis over here. That's not where the Chilis. Sovkis is not where the Chilis is. I'm talking, not sure. For example, a pot overflows on the counter, some stove top over here, some ground left behind over here. Now, what happened? It was a Sovkis, sir, that changed it to maybe not where the Chilis. So that if you knew about it, and then you waited in the oven, and then turned to maybe not where the Chilis. So now the question is, do you have a heter or not? Sex worker. The common people go and says, the best way to speak more is this way. Because more psalm and that test, more and bayam, and then needed that test vov. We want more of a zayin that the malach. Let's say who they are, what they are. But everyone knows three different gemaras over there. So the Chacham Shulchan brings some of them down. He brings down the gemara himself and he says that test. The gemara is a case over there where the kushim, where they hide the nafels inside this cave over here. That's a sub of the nafel of the ruach. Some of the chulda took it or not. That's the extra gemara. What happens there? Chazer. So if you know about it, it will be a sex cycle. If you do know about it, it will be a sex cycle. Another example, we have the case of a shivcho. They threw something inside a bar. Question, the shivcho thought it was a nafel or not a nafel. Maybe the chulda took it. Zecha zeh. Assembly says, unfortunately more in Nida, but the case of a Nida herself, maybe she saw, maybe she didn't see. Maybe she went to the mikvah, maybe she didn't go to the mikvah. It's zecha zeh. So you have a sex cycle. It's a mutter, you have to wake her up from the fire. So he said, this case will be a zechazeh. If the case of Noida applies even the case of Chumra, the Masasi Kostu by Begufoi, come out to be Machmer. Dr. Shulman said, these cases are to be Machmer. That means that besides Shemayim, the Motzatzi Kosev is not Yisrael in Makula in the Ri. Instead, the Motzatzi Kosev is Yisrael of Komdino. That means Echad Gub, Echad Makaruba is Kamon Ka Aser when it's an Yidio. When the case of the Abbas Sex, like Rubu, Kamon Ka Aser. That has no, not to Makaluk. So it comes down again to the three Svekas that we have. Again, we have Svek Svek and Magufoi. Svek Svek Makaruvas, Echad Magufoi, Echad Makaruvas. Is the case of Echad Magufoi, Echad Makaruvas, we say Komdino not. We say Echad Noidalay Noida, Machlaikis. The case of Svek Svek and Gufoi, we say the idea of Echad Noidalay Noida, Machlaikis, Tatim Shach. What about Svek Svek Makaruvas? You say the same idea, then once you know about it, to be Machmer. Say the same thing or not. So come on the Master Binyam himself, and I'll show you point out, no. We was spoken about last Chaburah, before, once you have decided to come Dino, direct the Rash upon himself, how every two Terubas in the Mice, why be making for him? So Rash, what he seems to answer, is a field whether the stuff, first topic is the stuff in the Daraiso, or the Dirabon. This is first topic is the Dirabon, and the bottom right over here. They will not say the Chumra of come Dino. Come Dino is only applied in the case of Daraiso. In case of Nida, Shalva Daraiso. In case of Nafel Tumas, Shalva Daraiso. Assume Pamkeke and Shalva Daraiso. Daraiso is a little whether Noida Loi Noida. By case of Teruva, it's one to another, that Shalva Drabon would not say the Chum of Kamdino.
So, keep we give him
the Rebus, the Mrs. Christen, those may back him to the Rebus? It's still not one case. I mean, the question to extend. That's the Machlokes Tash of Shachar. Yeah, that's the Shachar.
So, come on,
Mrs.
Christen, we might come in the Rebus.
Yeah, but everyone, yeah, could be. Yeah, we'll see, yeah, perfect. Case of basic, yeah. Now, come down to negate this question of Noid, we have three psychics over here. We have either a psychic about Teruvais, Echad Begof, Echad Begofais, or Begof Echad. The Mas Bin Yomin says the Mechalik only a case of Echad Begof, Echad Begofais. That means saying only a case of Makulo. The Shach seems to be saying only to Mechalik in the case of two psychic and Begofais. Come to say only a case of Mechumro. The Taz come along and say, not the Mechalik at all, able to leave it as is. I mean, on the page, there seem to be three different Mechalikim, how far to extend themselves. Do we go to Matelzi Kosev? And take it only by one, or even only by the other? Even with Sam now to be Mechal, it's not to be Mechal. Again, we have an Echab Gov, Echab Gov, if we want to say to be Mechal, it's not the Sugil of Kesev, Loin Oita. Come along with the Shach, and he's Moisev, Uba Vash, Leich, Nenu, Klon, Ke Echad, Shnatim, eat them all together. Now it sounds like not one person, it sounds like all of us should not eat them all together. Void Shviachlenu Shnaim Shnaim. Eat them 2-2. Now, with again the idea of eating something 2-2, the Sechu boy we know already is back from Siv Zayin. The person had a case, one got mixed in 1,000. Then what happened, one got lost. Will be total of the one that got lost, mice is also. Eat something 2-2. Now, what does it mean to eat something 2-2? We spoke out practically, what does that mean? But the Shulchan sounds like Imam means everybody has been brought to Akras 2-2-2-2-2, which then comes out not really that practical of eating things 2-2. It's not that practical. We spoke out the Chaznish wants to kind of get a Polish 2-2. The Ipso points out, of course, not like that way, the Rashi, the Rav and Sarafim. So come along with this Heter, has to move with Saraf Mitzvah, to eat Shnaim Shnaim is not too practical and simple eating. My idea of eating 2-2 is what happened in the Chok Masadim by the Sivis. Come along with Ashlom, which is Yaakov, it says, where the world of Rashba, where the world of Shafi getting this from? You just threw that into your culture. Where are you getting it from? Is any Makar, any Mahalif, where are you getting it from? So what I say is, because very simple, of course, Matsumai. It's all Torah. We're starting to get involved very hard, long to understand. When you learn about Lachan Siv Zayin, the idea of why it's working, says Rashba, Tatsugi, and Migoi. If this one is Heter, this one is Heter. And I've challenged the Chabor to explain to me that love this over here, the Migoi. And no one in the Chabur was able to explain to me that love this over here. Why the world this one had to not all of the hatter? Fakir, the more you eat, the more chance of eating it's over here. It's why it's punk fakir. So come along with the Rashba says, Hachua, Vipi Asmoi, keep it on something that's a meager that no one here understands to make more of a kula, which I think will make it more of a problem over here. So the Torah Shlomo says, why take it on? The Yad Yuda says, Ain't so Chachmer. Right, those being on my side, where are you getting it from? Especially the lumbus who don't understand over here. Akan the first call. So come again, we have a call Echab Gov, Echab Gruas, that's clear to be Machmer. To be Machmer in a case of Noida, that's a Mavuch over here. Talbeis. Now the Talbeis, the Shach starts off with Lashon of the Issevet Aruch. Alvav Hei, Issevet Aruch. He said basically 3 points. Number one, a case of a Slavic Trefo. Second thing, a Beitzer Krevo. And third thing, this Arvo. First, what does the Eichowitz mean? So a subtle trefa is very simple. You have a camel, which Dr. Kuba explained to me, there's something called a hen and something called a rooster. A hen is the male and female over here, and a rooster is a case of a male over here. Very nice explained to me. So a camel is classically a case of a hen. So we have a case over here of a hen that lays eggs. Because roosters don't lay eggs, roosters fertilize it, but hen lays eggs. See, I learned something yesterday. So now we have this hen over here, right? We have this hen over here, has a Beitzer Kreva. Beitzer Kreva meaning it got laid very quickly when he found out it was a Trefa. Kreva means basically that there's a case of maybe there's a Klepa. What comes out, if you have an egg inside a Trefa, let's say it's about a Trefa, you have an egg inside that has no Klepa, if the chicken is Deraisa, then the egg's Deraisa. Same thing, one hand in hand. Why? Because the Beitzer is Yerachimoy. It's an extension of the mother, Deraisa. Masha Enkin, if the mother is a Trefa Deraisa, that has a shell inside, we're passing the Beitzer is not Deraisa, but it's Darbonon. We're going to ask the Beitzer either way. The question is, what level is he going to put it under? Now the question over here is a Beitzer Kreva? Kreva means it was close by. We're not sure if it had the shell there, and therefore it's not Deraisa.
It was close by. Happened.
It happened.
Surely
happened after. Yeah, surely is a better word in English. Surely happened afterwards. The question was, is there a Klepa there that was fully, a full Klepa, and therefore it's not Deraisa? Or the case there was no Klepa and there isn't Deraisa, that would happen, it's Arva. Those are the words. Slav of Trefa, Beitzer Kreva, Shin's Arva. Surely happened afterwards, it got mixed in. Now, the Shach is quoting again the words of Isra Arach, and the question is, what's the Gersa, what's the Kimtov of the words of the Shach that is saying? What's the words in front of you? That means, in my Shulchan Aruch I have in front of me, the words are Slav of Trefa. The word mamish, the words are this way, are the kimta is by the shach sovereign trefa. I'm looking around at most people over here, most people in Shulchan Aruch, the Maaseh does not say the word sovereign trefa. It says the word trefa. Without the word sovereign. It means my Shulchan Aruch put it in, most of us did not have it. What happened over here? So there's a shell with the gears is there's a Tarish Shlomim, get him in Ches Yaakov, and he wants to tell him the gears is there is no trefa, it's a bad not sovereign, it's a bad trefa, and the Beitzer Kreva. That's the case over here. And therefore the Shaila is, a Shaila is an Iskarabon, when it's a Deraisa, then it's Arva. So that's it comes along, the question is, Echel Bogov, Echel Batarubas. So the Klal Arva is also, Klal Beis is also. Come look, Kim said that that's the case, Klal Beis, Klal Aleph. It's the same thing. What's the stuff in Klal Beis over Klal Aleph? Klal Aleph is Echel Bogov, Echel Batarubas, Klal Beis, Echel Bogov, Echel Batarubas. For all you said the Prima Gordon, if the case over here that there's a Bada Trefa with a Klipo, a kamlum is a bad istra bonum. Can be less istra bonum. What's the locha of an istra bonum by echel b'guf echel b'truvos? Anyway, it's also. So what if kamati you said echel b'guf echel b'truvos? Therefore, says the prim gun. What's the kimto here? It's a sovereign trefo. And therefore, the way how you read it, he's saying first in the title here, it's a sovereign trefo, beitzer kreva shins arvo. That's the title over here. Now with the title, it goes on explaining shlav b'shlav. Number one, what's the lack of sub beta, the case of beta kreva? And that's Klal Beis. And then Klal Gimel is Minas Arva. That means first he has a title, and he goes back to explain Shlap Shlap. That's why it's very good to write in the Kitzer, he did it that way. Coming in the Kitzer writes, the case of sub beta kreva. And the case over here, sub trefa beta kreva. And then the case of the lack of Klal Gimel of Minas Arva. Now that's Pshat, as Bala Shulchan points out. The Maaseh, there is no machlikis in din over here. The question is, what's going on in the Kimto here in Pshat Shabbat? But now, Maaseh, again, we have a case over here, and we're going with the problem with the Klal has brought down in the Klal in the Kitzer of the Shach. The Klal Beis, he says, you have two Gufim. Again, basically, a case of some Trefa with a basic Kreva. So, in essence, what do you have over here? You have a question over here, do you have a Trefa or not? That's some Gushim Atayro. Into Tzolayma, that means you have a some Trefa, not a Trefa. Maybe the case over here, you have a trefa, maybe over here, had a klipa, maybe not have a klipa. So it comes along that you have two reasons really what to be machmer. The first, sovik is sovik with trefa or not. That's a sovik we should minatara.
Two reasons to be machmer.
We'll get it. We'll define the words. First, the words. They say we have sovik we should minatara. The first sovik is a trefa, not a trefa. Second is, even if the thing is a trefa, maybe not come from there. What happens? Not be in echad mukuf echad. It comes out to be shnei yonim. It went from the sovik and the tarnigol, the sovik and the beitzah. We switch gufim over here. Once it's two gufim, it's two different yonim over here. Now, a kamlum, it sounds like, that we machba over here is a classic example. The question is, echel b'guf, echel b'truva. It's a body of machba over here. What's the sofa, the chiddush, the salach, and the chal beis, over the chal? Wait. I'm speaking now. Bring the point out. Now, if you were asking, l'chor is the same thing over here. So, l'chor is the massive chiddush over here, which Moshe over here is speaking out. That until now, chal al, we're talking about echel b'guf, echel b'truva, is a mixture over here. Over here, there's no mixture. There's no teruvais. In essence, the chiddush also over here, there are two sveikis. And they say the two gufim. We're saying over here, and still the kamam say the chumra of the reed idea of kamdino applied by the case of two gufim. We're going to pass in this, and then we're going to involve another question. We already passed in the first question. So we also we're passing this also. Now, another question, where did it come from? We have two gufim, already passed in. Then we come on the Orfa Shulchan, and he wants to even argue this class, says, where in the world do you have to say this from? The only side of Echel Guf, Echel Matrimus by the reed is with a mixture. Why? What right says it has? To mix and match, they're working two different ways. But the extent of the idea of two gufim, where we gain this from? What reason? What concept? Where we gain this idea from? They have a right to extend the side of the re, but they extend the re, the concept of two gufim. That if you extend the side like the Taz, can't mix and match. I'm not. It's question this gufim, question that gufim. Fine, that's three Michael, it's right, right. Maybe Sandy says it's more like the idea of Comdino. Very good. I pass in this gufim, I go to different gufim. But Rav Shulchan is saying you have to realize the master chiddush chal beis of chal alaf. They took the side over here of a saying chal alaf to be machmer. Let's say the idea of kamdino, we paskin to the idea of straight up from over here. That's a chiddush of chal beis.
So you have a kasha.
To make the makar of the ikim makar from the four words long again with another. The shach is setting up all the way.
The pashas can say we better not ask any of these things.
That's the pashas. Now, it does come out, according to the shach, it sounds like the idea of kamdina, once you have a look of a. Okay, fine. So that's the idea of kamdina, that's the stuff over here. Now, just to sound with the words of it going on, okay, we have the concept of base gufim, where the words are base in yonim, the idea of subdivision is also matayo. Now, what does that mean? That means first, is this to be makel, the loch is you have to have a decide that ain is not subdivision matayo. Aleph, you also need to be one gof, one in it. You need two things over here. You need two things to be makel. Now, what does that mean, the base gufim, base in yonim? That means you say that each one stands by itself. If the case over here is Beis Gufim, then it's Osir, even though it's one in him. And Beis Yonim is Osir, even though it's one Guf. Each one is reason to be Machmer. Or do you say, no, every Beis Gufim is two in Yonim? And the same Shabbai is two Gufim, but it's two in Yonim. And therefore, the reason to be Machmer because the problem is the Indian Shabbai. What's the same Shabbai? Close about a Shulchan, the student, the top of Mamei. Is it really one statement? The problem is we have two gufim, two nyanim. No, each one is by itself. Now, it's very simple how you have two nyanim, that's one guf. Because it's a question, how do you have two gufim, that's one nyanim? What's the kimtum you're discussing? The Baal Shulchan in the sign where he writes earlier, you have a case of one when a timtum will shofar for another timtum. So the first timtum is sofik zafar, sofik nekever. The second timtum is zafar or nekever. So in essence, you have two gufim. But really, one question. Now, I say it's not muchach, you don't get the point.
I'm doing this.
It's a tumtum, that's an example.
Each one is a separate shatas.
It's two gofim with one question. Question is zafar again. Okay, you can say that's two, again. It's saying that they don't get one question, one in there. My saving is, what's halacha in that case? What's halacha? It's in machalikas. Pretty close to ma'isa wa'shi machmer. Being seen in the ma'isa wa'shi mekel. Fine, so he doesn't really answer, is the Sleit Shaboy that two gufim is a problem, two nyanim are a problem? Or the ikkar is, two nyanim are a problem, we have two gufim makes two nyanim. Not clear. Maisi read the Shach always, he always has both sides. He says, why it's mutter, because two gufim echad, but it isn't echad. Why is it mutter, because two gufim are two nyanim? He never really says, is it really hand in hand or not? He always brings on both sides over here. But he could say, each one stands by itself. Void. The Shach says, "Some we should also matter.
Where's the Baruch Shulchan, the Sukkot, Kuf and Zayin? He says over here, what happens when you have one without the other? Let's say some Gush is Osim HaTorah, let's go Echo V'in and Echad. Well, let's say Mekar, some Gush is not Osim HaTorah, there's two Gush and two in Yom.
What does that mean? What's Osim HaTorah?
So, what?
Is it learning?
For whatever reason, what's
the case? Sub is Daftar says in Osim HaTorah.
What does it mean? Some Gush is Osim
HaTorah. Let's first get the words. Maybe you're trying to understand. But let's say you can have one without the other. He also clarifies, the Shach always says both of them. Does one apply without the other to be? Do you need both to be Mekel, both to be Machmer? The Shach sounds like with Machmer, he said both of the problem. When you make up both of them, we do Mekel. If you need both of them, well, let's say you have one without the other. Which one is it? Is it both to be Machmer, both to be Mekel? But the Shulchan sounds like he said, at the end of the day, he said, this is what to be Machmer. He says, to be Mekel, you need to have both of them, Guv Echav in Echad, and also, some we should not be Atayro. If you read the Shach in Klal, Dal, the Orch, the Maskel, the Hilkach, and come to answer the steer of Klal, Hey, verse Klal, Beis, it sounds like it only brought down one of them, not the other. It sounds like it's not one of them itself is not to be Machmer. Then it comes along again, we have two separate questions in the Baruch Shulchan. One is, the Facebook Beis Yonim are the two separate Yonim, Yishlotim. The second question is, even though there are two or one, so we should not tell you, is that a separate Indian to be Machmer or a separate Indian to be Mekel? He wants to be Machmer, need both of them to be Mekel over here. Let's first see the words. We don't have Sub Mishim HaTorah, and then we have a right to make a next Sub Mishim HaTorah. The Sub Mishim HaTorah, you have no right to make a Sub Mishim HaTorah.
You can't make a Sub Mishim
HaTorah. That's what the words are. You keep saying over and over. Well, to get to what that means. So actually, the case of Ksuba is not an example, because the Ruah says Chetzes HaTorah.
Yes,
what? Says Chesed Seter.
Okay, but I'm saying
we're not. Chuma says.
That's the case of what we said is the case of Gufa. That's the case of section.
So, it depends how you set up.
The first case is suffix dies.
I think that. Fine. So now, that is the. So again, it comes out we have the second case over here. But we have a case of suffix trefo. In the case over here of Beit HaKoybo, now the Klal Gimel in the culture, he says, what happened? The same case, now this arrow with another egg. That means the Sub Trefo, the case of Beit HaKoybo, they got mixed in. What's the Locha? So the Shach over here, go that way, from Dasi, as you know, the Locha is Nichle Gedus, that's not a Hetter Svek Svekho. Why? He says, because number one, over here, what's the case? If once the Aser, we have Klal Beit the Aser, because Aser gets Svek Svekho, now you have a Ketuvus over here, and that's what is it? It's a Echabakov, Echabatuvus. That's what comes out of here. Because once you said Klal Beis Osir, this Arvo, what is that? This is Sabir, this is Arvo. Echabakov, Echabatuvus, the Maisat Osir. Now, the question, before the 2 point, there's really a question over here. At the end of the day, when you have over here the case of Svek Sveko, the case of the Klip over here, before it got mixed in, why is the Osir for? It's only an Isidra Hogan. You have a case of maybe there's some Draco, Beit HaKoybo, at the end of the day, it's Osir, it's not the Dra Hogan. That's a Dra Hogan, but we asked him to Dra Hogan there. A Dra Hogan is just Arvo. What's the law in that case?
It's Dra Hogan because we don't have to two different. That
Din
is
Dra Hogan. Yeah, that's the Dra Hogan. So what's the law when you have a Dra Hogan? Dra Hogan. So, again, it depends really how you understand the halacha by Adrabanan, by the Shach at the end of the club of it, Sikhan Sam Gimel. It's a question, what's the halacha by case of Adrabanan? Can a person be Machmer Mekel? Be Zan the Rabbah, to make him stand it, Machmer Rabbah, Taz Yilches, the Maisha wants to be Mekel, Taz wants to be Machmer. In essence, remember, Echem Guf, Echem Teruva is by the case of Adrabanan. The Shach wants to be Mekel. So, first, the Yad Yudah, with the Malad Shulchan, in essence, what is this? The Dinya Abonon with Teruas. Echel Bogov, Echel Teruas. Maisha should be Michael. So they go back, they look at the shackle there. Sikhan Sam Gimel says, what is the case? Echel Bogov, Echel Teruas, be Michael by Dinya Abonon. It's the case of Kivinas Akko. Kivinas Akko. That's the case. What? And the Bestavik, Kivinas Akko, this Arab, the shackle wants to be Michael. And Maisha is the passing law. Over there, speaking of the Yadhuda, why? Because it always starts off, the whole Issa was a Dinya Abonon. When the Issa is Drabonon, this Arvo will make a little echo of echo of the Ruvist. I'm saying when the Issa is Deraisa, it's Megagol to Drabonon, as a get a deraisa. Because we don't get a little deraisa, get a deraisa. So echem guf echem teruah is a gam the isra bono, but starts from the deraisa. We see over here the maestri machmen. That's Paul Gibel. That's the chiddush over here. Well, drop the pirkei avot says over as a get a vada isra bono. Why? Because one with one, the Hashem Tov over here, the Ches Vesis over here, that means kind of Klal Gimel thing, a massive Kiddush. Not saying that Lachat Klal Beis, Echad Ruf, Echad Ruf, Echad Ruf, it's saying Klal Beis with a case of what? Even though it's a Rabban over here, as a Ged of the Reisah.
So, the
reason
why it's
a
Rabban, so you don't say
it's like Sarkid. Which means. Let's go away a second. Let's say Gil of the Reisah or Vadis Rabban. Either way, it's
true.
It's not Vadai.
What's
this?
You don't say
Svek Svek. That's the question. It's not Vada.
It's not about the Rashi.
Yeah, you can say it over his way. If you say it over his way, you can say it over like you like. The next cloud over here is a case where you have a basic Revo, and the question is, you only had one egg. One egg came out, and there's a Sophic, if it came from the Vada Sheiro or Vada Trevo. That means there's a hen over here, a chicken over here, a hen over here, it's Vadek Sheo, and there's something that's Vadek Sheo. One egg came out. So what's your question? Your question is, they come from the Sheo, or come from the Trefo? Even if it came from the Trefo, look at maybe this egg had a case of a Klipo. So your first question is really a question of Submission Atar. Voi, the Kalmogi says, a case of Beis Guf from over here, is switching from the Paragol, the hen, to the Beis over here. So for this reason, Kalmogi says, Avati Machmer. Speaks out the Bada Shulchan a step further. In this case, the three machmer, when you have a case of Vade and a Vade of the mothers and the stuff with the clip over here, even the Bayan Tam agrees to machmer. Then this is the only one that Bayan Tam will agree to. Why? Can you go back to the Shach, the Sukkotim Yud Beis, sorry, the Taz, Sukkotim Yud Beis, he speaks on the Rashba. The Rashba says what happened, one fell to three, and three fell, and one of the three fell to three. You have two roves over here. In fact, the Taz, the Rashba, why need a rove to rove? Let fall one to one, and then one of those into three. Let the second be a case of a roi. So there are two turots in the Rashba answers. One first teretz answers according to me, it's echem guf echem teruvos. The second teretz said Taz came to answer by Tam. Said what over here? Since it is a chazik, kigufo shalaser, kigufo shalaser. How many come along over here when it's echem guf echem teruvos? When there is no roi, even by Tam agrees it's chazik. If we need zero. Why, that's Rashba. You try to figure out why that's so, but that's the Rashba and the Taz is saying over. That you say, that he agrees. That's different than Vade. Why? You spoke out like an Oshem Tolle, when you have two things in front of you, Vade Yisr, Chazal said there's a Vade Yisr over here. Vade Yisr. That's what you have over here. You have a Vade Sheiro and Vade Trefo in front of you. That is what Torah says, you eat one of them, Oshem Tolle, a carbon over here. That Torah gave the Gedder of Vade. If so, it's Vade, and you have one egg came out, you would make a time increase in this case, you machmer. That's first, this halacha Bayan Tam agrees to. Now the question over here is, what exactly, number two, that means number one, Bayan Tam agrees. Number two, what exactly is the case over here? Are the mothers intertwined, they're mixed up, and know which one's a trade for which one's a ksheira? Or the mothers are not intertwined? We know which one is which. The way the Shach said over, he says, even though there could be the case that are mixed up over here, said the Kiveg, I mean, even the case it could be that way. That means whether it's got mixed, it's not gonna mix, either way, the halacha is to be machmer. Either way, it's to be machmer. Kamu Kivek and says, why? If they're not mixed, I know this one's a Ksheiro, and I know this one's a Trefo. I'm just not sure where the egg came from. So in essence, where the question be on the egg, not the mothers. That means the whole reason why I'm being Machmer is because you have to start playing on the mothers, which one's a Trefo, so we should be not Tyro. You start playing in the egg over here, so you start playing maybe over here, the Kamu Ksheiro or the Trefo, or maybe I had a clip of that, the base, Sveikis, and Govechot. If someone wants Taino, if so, in the case you know where the, which one is the trait, which one's not, we're not clearing the mother, clearing the egg, it might should be mother. That's his kasha against the shach. I mean, come down this chumro over here, the Kiregan wants to come over and say, maybe the local is the maitha is to be only machma when it's not true voice. But it's not true voice, maitha versus can be maitha. We'll have to get the chumro sapek. We'll see why all these cases are not a problem with sapek. We'll have to get the chumro, let's be, let's go over as a shach.
Shach sounds like it's worse if you know.
Yeah, and the Kiyaki says, okay, that's his kasha, that's Mamash kasha. Now, Klal Hei. Now, again, we're going to go to Klal Hei in the Kitzer. I mean, right now, we'll start seeing that the Kitzer and the Aruch is off by one. By one. That means the Kitzer, Klal Hei, Klal Vav is really the Aruch, Klal Dal, Klal Hei. Klal Vav, they'll get back to each other, one with another. So we want to order the kitzer. First, talhei. You have a case over here again of two hens. You have two. That two. One is a case of a vadik sheva, but here one is a case of a sovik treifa. Then laid over here one egg. That means the same case as before, except we switched the mother being vadik sheva to the sovik treifa. Over here, Kamal Hashem says we have a kula. Only by the Shulchan Lamai says we have a kula. We have a kula here. Now the Bada Shulchan says, doesn't understand why in the world there should be a case of a kula here, except talking to Kamal Hashem and we make all. Now, just to speak out a couple points. One is, first, what exactly is this a kimt over here? I mean, again, in the Klal Hei we discuss, is it tanagot mixed or not mixed? The shock sounds like it does not make a difference. Either way, to be machmer. In Klal Hei, we think a kula over here. Are the hens mixed or not mixed? So the shock is very clear. He writes, only in the case that it's Arab, they stand by itself and mice it's ulcer. It will not be heter. Pichodesh says the only time there's heter when they stand by itself and snicker. This out there is no heter. Now, when you have a heter in the shach, what is a heter? The Pichodesh says only if they each one stands by itself and snicker, and the shach is the only one that's a mixture here. So, right? I mean, besides that, the whole halacha, the Baal Shulchan says they don't understand, what is the case? It's also machlokes. What's the story of the machlokes we have between the shach and the Pichodesh? So, we have a case really of one that gets mixed in with one. One with one, we just spoke out, Rajbo, the Tazik from the base, we have a locha kivada yeser. In fact, the Pichodesh on Yushach, this Arabic together, is a vada yeser over here. So how do we make it part of the Sovka, which make a cool out of it? You can't make it that way. The vada yeser over here. The other one wants to be a case that each one stands by itself with snicker. Explain to me this Adamus, what's the story of the Shach over here? The Shach says, you write in the mothers. The mother is a vada yeser. We're discussing the bait, the egg over here. The bait is no cheskes yeser. Who said we have a right to extend the vada yeser of the mothers to the eggs? The eggs at the end of the day, mice is a sophic. The metzias is a sophic. The din is a vada. The din applies to the mothers, not to the egg. That's even machlokes to be chodesh versus shach. A third point over here. Let's say I saw the egg being laid for the chicken. I don't know whether the chicken is a trait for that. With then the halacha is that just like the mothers will machmer for sure, we machmer the egg. Speaks out the Avnim Lurum, the Sivas, Chachmas Odom. In that case, for sure to be machmer. We won't have this out of the shaft. Why? Because you see a wing that came off a chicken, the chicken is also, the wing is also. The egg is what came out of the mother, the mother is also, and he also is also. That means it has to be this akim to you did not see the egg being laid. Ashoka says why, he wants to be fakir upon it. But come on, in this kula of the shaft, the three things. Number one, do you have a kula? The Baal Shulchan was argue. Second, what's the kintus? Dafka, the mothers are mixed. Dafka, the mothers are not mixed. Number three, those are kind of dafka, not see the egg being laid.
Now, it's coming.
Not seeing
where
it's
coming from somewhere else.
That's it's coming from one of them. I know which one. If I know it came from this one, and then we don't know what this one is, then if this one's ulcer, if the wing came from the chicken, it's part of this. I don't know what this is, it's part of it. You can't separate the two. Now, come on, in the Oruch of the Kaldal, he has a very long Oruch over here. He has three paragraphs. Now, my Shulchan Aruch, it makes it to three paragraphs. Another Shulchan Aruch, some of them, makes it to one big paragraph, but it's still, it's bolded in three separate sections over here. What's the three sections? In essence, Klal Hei, he has a Kula. In Klal Aleph, Klal Beis, and Klal Dal, he's Machmer. Each paragraph is coming to answer why is this different than that. That means Klal Hei is a Kula. The first paragraph, I think he's Dilamashma over there, Umashma. Over there, he's coming to say why Klal Aleph is different. Why are they three Machmer? Klal Beis, Dilamashma over Hilkach. Why are they three Machmer over here? Klal Dal, what he Machmer, Dilamashma over Chen, why Klal Dal three Machmer? I mean, once you know, it's not like you're repeating yourself over and over what's going on over here. If you know what he's coming to go do, you read the words, the club over here, the old time club, the words all make sense. You have passion for what's going on over here, but the words make sense. Just you have to know what he's saying sometimes. You understand his three paragraphs come to answer why Klal Av is different, Klal Bay is different, why Klal Dal is different. Now, with that, let's try to understand how he's saying why Klal Hay is a heter, Mash and Klal Av does not. That means, again, in our case over here, you have a subtle trade for. Got mixed in the hand with a Vadik Sheva and had one bait to be laid. Without a case of cleaning, there is no creepy at all. Mice aloch is mutter. You call out a loch of Echel Begov Echel Teruvis, Mice of Machmer. Why? What's the chilk over here? By the case of Osman, it was Sovik Trefo, it's Arvo, and you have an egg, it's Echel Begov Echel Teruvis. What's the chilk over here? So he says, really, the question is, has that claim spekis. That means he said over here, Klal Aleph, you cannot start saying maybe there is no Isra here at all. There's no way. It's Echel Guv, Echel Tuva. You have to claim in the Slavic trade, because there is no Isra. Because you haven't been shown here, maybe there is an Isra. So you're forced to start claiming first, Ulu the Slavic is this a trade for or not a trade for? That's the way you have to start off your Slavic. If so, Slavic Mishnah Torah. That's how you're forced to say. Now when you say, Intim Tzolaymo, this thing is a trade for, maybe this is not that. What happens? I'm saying, this say that's a trafer, maybe this is not that. I'm switching, and yonim, I'm switching gufim. So in essence, to come along, even though it's not the same case over here, they're both a sub trafer, where is the sub trafer? Isn't this arable? Is it egg without an egg? Since I have to start clearing right away in echad guf, echad duv, it's called alf, in the trafer shabai, sub mishabai tayo. I said into the loyman, then I switch, the shnei guf, shnei yonim. Mash, I gave him the case of the bait, so I'm stop saying, maybe there's no Isser. Maybe there's no Isser. Maybe there's no Isser in the Beitzel. Even if the case over here, the mother's sovereign trade for, then over here, maybe it's not a trade for. I start asking, that's two Kufim, two in Yonim. Says the Shachi Yisoyed. What it means, Shnei Kufim, Shnei in Yonim, is when I say Intim Shalom in this, and I'm going to mock him inside this. I'm switching. The Shnei Kufim, Shnei in Yonim. That means I'm saying in Klal Aleph, even the thing is a trade for, maybe this and not that, I'm switching. Mash Engim, in the case of the Beitzah that was laid over here, what am I saying? I'm saying, first of all, maybe the thing is not a trade for. Maybe this thing might say is mutter. Maybe it's a sulfur. Even in that thing, if it's a sulfur, into Salim, that's a problem, maybe that's not a problem. I said into Salim in that, when I'm coming to Aser, I'm coming to Matter. She said, even though it's a Shek and Gulf, but that's if it's that, the Isser I'm saying in is where the Heter is. That means in Klal Aleph, I'm saying over here, Sovik Isser O Heter. Even this is Osir, but this is not that. I'm switching. By also saying what? Maybe this is no Isser at all. And even if this is coming from the problem over here, in the problem is the Heter. Maybe the Sovik Trefer is not Trefer. The Imtim Tzolayim, I'm switching to a different thing. I already switched to make the problem was raised in the second group. In that second group has a Heter. Because that's the idea of Kuf Echol the Indian Echol. Because in Tim Tzolaymo, where the problem is the Heter. The fact that the Heter is somewhere else, that's why it's Shnei Gufim. The Heter is in the problem. That's what you say over here. That means, speaking out first, you have to know how to clear a Sophic. Where the Sophic starts from. Once you clear the Sophic, then you start the Mechalik of exactly where the Tim Tzolaymo is. So that bring it right, it's clear tomorrow. What Nida says, when you find it, not inside a Sephal, let's say inside a Turlut over here, a Bakil over here. The question is it Isha Kamai? The Gemara says you have a Svek Svekel. Now, what's the order of the Svek Yosef Klari? First, you get Klari to come from Isha or not. That's the first question. To come from Isha or not, I mean, the one come out is it Ish or the Isha? And even for the Isha, maybe it's from the Prozo or not the Makar. So, what's your first question? Chronologically. First question is, did it come from the Isha? Now, is that Svek Mishim Natara? No, come from Isha or not. We didn't ask her anything yet. There's no Svek Mishim Natara. It's either they come or not. In Tim Shalom, might say came from the Isha, and her, maybe came from the Prozor. In the Isser is the Heter. It says clearly, so said, Gamish, Nekuv, Shein Yonim, said that's the Chalget of Kuv Echav in that part. In the Isser has the Heter. That's his first paragraph. Next paragraph, let's again can answer Kalhei versus Kalhei. Next one,
that was. The first Savina is Minotaur. It's sad that it's from the Isha that's Asimunatur.
No, in the Isha, it's still Sophic.
So you cross it.
Right, it's still Sophic. That means the case of a Echel Guf, Echel Batur voice, classic Sophic trade for. So I'm claiming the trade for not. Well, it's not a trade, but it's the right. So over here, when you have a case, Mashenkin over here, there's no Isser. You left to the Sophic. It's a Sophic. In terms of that, she's a problem. Maybe there's no problem, right? And this is after. The second paragraph, we are asking Klal Beis versus Klal Hei. Again, the case over here is in the Klal Beis over here is the case of a Sovik Trefa and a Basic Rival. It's a Svek Svek over here in the Guf. So we have a case of really Sov Mishim and Atoro and Echem and Shnei Guf and Shnei Nonim. So our case, again, it comes out very simple. It's not Mishim and Atoro. Over there, what's the question? Sov and Trefa. Is it Trefa or not Trefa? That is Rishon HaGuf. When I want to come along to Matur, say the Beitzah Kriba I had a Klipo, what is that? In the come to say Betzem, this is the Isser, but that's the Heter. He's switching gufa to make it to the etter. Mashenkin in our case,
Sargu should not
be etter. And we come to go switch it and say, this is a problem in the same gufa as the etter over here. Now, you do just have to realize this is the second paragraph. He did not say the word Sargu Shematari, only brought down the word Shenilam Shnegufim. It sounds like that itself is enough to make a problem over here. It sounds that way. Now, the Baruch Shulchan points out, is in this second paragraph, he has a problem. He says Betzem was a case of the error. You have a situation where it's a subic trefo with a case of a subic klipo. What's it satur matter that has a klipo here? It won't be the right to be a case of double. In Klalhei, what is it? There is no klipo. What's it satur matter? Came from another time ago. So Betzem, this question is really the same thing. The shadow is, there's a subic trefo over here. And the question is, is the egg affected by the subic trefo? So Maisi, you play around with the word, but at the end of the day, it's the same question. There is a subic trefo by the mother. There is an egg over here. The question at the end of the day is the egg affected by the mother. That's what bothers him. In the second model. You can start climbing back and forth. It's just not because I look upon things over here. Yesh Lotim. The next paragraph, again, he has Esin Kalhei in the Kitzah verse Kaldal over here. So again, case of Kalhei is a case of a subic trefo, a hand that got mixed in with a body chair, you laid one egg with adequate. Maisa, the stuff over there is in the head. And the suffix, again, in the mud, the trefo over here, that we have egg being laid over here. Kladal is basic case of a vadai trefo, the vadai ksheru, it's arvo, the beitzer krevo. The stuff over here is a case in the beitzer, not the hen, and which mud they came from. So it's a little question. In the case of Kladal, the questions are clearing over here is stuff trefo, stuff ksheru, it's arvo, you have a case over here which. About the mother. Talk to the mother first. Some child of the Raisa. Some wishing at Iro. Well, I want to say, Maisa, the mother is a problem. Then go to Kofefa. Come along and say the loaf is, then they came from a different place. That's how he just sets up. Again, if you're repeating himself, again, you have to realize why he's repeating. He's not. He's addressing three separate cases in Makar. Well, in this case, he may go. He does end up with a side point. We go back to Loch and Sivches. Sivches and Loch, we have two in. What's the luck over there? You need two teruvim, three teruvim. The Rambam says you need three teruvim, that's a mechaber. The Mo says you need two, not the Mo. The Rambam says you need two teruvim, that's the Torah over there. What's the luck by a sophic iser? How many teruvim do you need? Says Rambam, a gam mechaber says you need three teruvim. The Mo says by case of sophic iser, two teruvim, the mice is not, calling iser beta aruch. In the two teruvim, if you eat them bevasachas, come with the shach over there and says yes, the Pichodesh wants to argue. This shach over here, I'll bring a rayo, like Ipa Vasachas, the case of the two teruvim. The second teruvim is by the case of a sovkisser. What's his rayo? He says basically you have a sovk trefo, just arvo, you start backwards. Maybe there is no isser over there. What's the case of sovk trefo? Got mixed in. Maybe there is no isser. That's sovk mishimatoro. Anyone who comes in with the isser is here's the heter. Come to Machmer, the Guf Echad, and Indian Echad. So come over here and Be'etzim, he says, it should be, the reason why you eat them all by Vasachas, you have a good strike striker. And again, because over there there's no Vadei Ismael Taro, so I'm trying for Sarfo. So you have the Kalajus and Kalahai, so you make over here eat Vasachas. Now, to what the Mechalak, Alef and Mechalak, but the obvious question is, in the first two verses, can you eat them all, can you eat every single one? No, I'll take away the strike striker. That means every single one in the first two verses, can you eat? Can you take one from the first two and eat it? Can't do that. Now take each one is also the first two. So when you eat all of them in the second two, in essence, you eat one from the first two. Very pre-Chodesh, very the pre-Chodesh. So I eat the cheshbon you have. That's not possible. You're saying go eat the vasachas. Eating all the vasachas at the end of the day, you ate vaday from the iser. How can you do that? Kasha. That's a kasha on the ending of the shackle here. Fine, Klav and Anu is a little bit easier. Next Klav. We have over here in Klavov, basically the case over here of the same thing beforehand, except now there are a case of two eggs over here. That means, in essence, you have now a sub trefo over here, of a case of a Vadik Shero, and you have two eggs in front of you. Over here, coming the Shach, even though it's the case before as Mekel, we have two eggs in Maisafi Machmer. Why? Because I'm going to point out, and actually Dr. Cooper told me that the egg can only lay one egg a day, so within 12 hours it has to be two different mothers over here. Happy to eat the two eggs, maybe it came from the same mother. If you don't tell me Tzias is, by the Shulchan says, we assume that each one's from a different mother. So you have two eggs in front of you, each one came from a different mother. If so, you have a bayah of Asad Mishim HaTorah. And you have Beis Gofen. Now, the kid's claim, maybe there is no trefa over here. Because there certainly is a problem. One of the eggs are certainly a son of trefa. There certainly is a problem. If so, since you have no, you certainly have a problem, there is no trefa. There is. Once I'm claiming there is a trefa, it's not claiming. Is it trefa? Not a trefa. If so, it's a sulfate, it's a minatoro. Even if there is a trefa, let's say the egg is not coming from there, it's a negro mushay nolan. So you're forced to make sulfate mushay minatoro. You're forced to say, that's a goof mushay nolan. Mash enkin in the case before it. Now, what's the problem with this idea? So the Baal Shem Kumar doesn't understand. He has a bunch of questions. One simple question is, why look at each egg as being a mixture? We have to start by each egg by itself. Take this egg, a judge's egg. Take this egg, a judge's egg. Kal hei, with one egg is mutter. Kal vod, take two eggs is also. Why? I take one egg, you take one egg, and the judge is by itself. Why do you have to say, oh, we have two eggs over here, and we have to judge them all together? Why? It's about Shnei Shvilin. It's about, you know, maybe it's a Shalom Vasakas, the Lishma Vasakas. Why do that work? Or, next to Kol and Kol Zayin, Kol Ches are the same thing as Kol Hei, Kol Vov, except we went from the case of Beitzim to Kesach HaTichos. What stories over here? It's the same thing, but then the question is, what's the Sof over here? It's the same thing, bigger Sof over here. That means Kol Hei, we had over here a Kulo, and we have again a case of a Sof Trefo with a Vadik Sheva, you have a case over here of a Beitzim without a Klipo, a Maestro Meiko. In Kol Vov, two eggs for Maestro Meiko. So Kol Hei, Kesach HaTichos, in essence, you have a sub trefa by a chatich over here, and the avadik sheyu over here. What's a locha of a story? Avadik sheyu in the store, a sub trefa in the store over here, and a chatich came out of the store. Look at Beitzah came out of the chickens. A chatich came out. What's the shach say? Just like chal hey with mekel when you have a two heads over here, sub trefa that egg came out. Here we have two stores over here. The chatich came out. Same deal. Mice, let's be mekel. Let's be mekel here. So the question is, well, if it's so simple, what's a chiddush? What's Klal Zayin saying, oh, where's the Klal Hay over here? So, so they point out, first of all, on this halacha there are three bombs. First, take each one step by step. And the Chavdas writes, Rav Shindigira. What's going on over here? Says, first, the Lachan Sivches. Back to Sivches again, everyone should know that by heart by now. The Lachan is a self gisser. To make a self gisser, the must need two truvas. Two truvas, they have one truvas, the mice is not much. That's clear. In essence, what do you have over here? You have a Sovik, Chatiha, Trefo, that is over here, in one store. And you took it out from one store. So, can you take out from this first truvus and eat it? No, you need two truvus. So, how in the world are you saying over here to be mekel when the loch in Sivches says it's also? Klal Zayin is against the loch in Sivches. Absolutely. Second thing he says, taking a step further over here, even in the stores, let's say it's in the store, can you look inside the store and eat it? I mean, it's not parish, it's in the store, can you eat it? No. But come down the store, why can't you eat it with that parish? Because Lecha HaRoyim. Is there a roi over here? The two stores. There's no roi over here. There's only two. If so, Frank Chavadas, Rav Shnigro. It's against the Lecha that we know in Sif Gimel that you have to have a parish of Lecha HaRoyim. No parish of Lecha HaRoyim. Third Kasha, Frank Chavadas, Bezmeyam Kivenger over here. The Lecha is that even the store, when it's parish, whether it's a Kfuah Deraisa, Kfuah Deabonim, or Teruvus Chanuyos, what's a lot of Teruvus Chanuyos? It's going to Parish Ata Kfuah, because it's not Nicker. So even if it is Parish, Loch and Siv Vav said it's going to Parish Ata Kfuah. So this Loch and Chal Zayin, now coming over here to be Meikel by case of Kfiyas over here, and stores over here, is against the Simon of Siv Gimel, Siv Vav, and Siv Ches. Rav Sin Igro. There is a Chavadas, for Ein Lo Heris Kein, Rav Nishin Sifle Shovel Yashir, it said. Can answer these three truotsim, these three kashas, you have no right to pass on this thing with the lover. You have no right. Kivega points out, especially you, Shach, holding a truest, produced, and kvod, you certainly have a problem over here. for the Raisa, or Kodesh partial to case the Kulvir, but it's not Nikulvir. One of the world's going on over here. So again, so we have a Het over here, a Klal Zayin in the or the Shach, and Hamul the Chavdash, but the Shulchan others say, where in the world are you getting this Het Shavoy? And the Beit Yishal Chal, it's not a case of a Kul over here. Okay, Teruva. But here in the case of Chanui, it's a case of a Kul over here. So he gets a Kul over here. Chal Gimel, Vavid, and the Chas over here. Next case is again is the Klal Ches is Klal Vav of a case except by Chanuyos. Over there, Meis by Klal Vav, but if some tree fell on Vadek Shoya, you have two Chatichas of Machmer. You also have two Chatichas to be Meis of Machmer. Now Meis of Erev used to be Machmer. That's the same case over here. Klal Vav of Machmer is still the case of Klal Ches over here. Klal Ches over here is a building off Klal Ches, and of course, about Shulchan holding Klal Vav over here. Same halacha. You have a case we just answered. We just had a case of a some tree fell. Basically, I'm interested in the case of a chair over here, and you have two pieces in front of you. But let's say one of them got lost, Nevad. We know the local fact is since Zion never have a sugar of toilet. If so, over here, do we have a right to say the sugar of toilet? To say what got lost is the Isser. My sugar, eat what's left behind over here. So, says the Shach, my sugar, you have, at the end of the day, since there's a body Isser over here, and that's how you have the specs over here, my sugar can't say the call of toilet. Why? Because I'm saying maybe there is no Isser. There was an Isser. Once there's a body Isser, so Isser will not tell you, Shnei Gufim, Maisei Afri Kamum, Tri Machmer. You have no Heta of Nevad. Yichodesh Chadash of Mzodim. The Kasher, the obvious Kasher is, back to Mitzvah Yaakov. What's his Seid of Nevad? Seid of Nevad is, it's lost, it's not here anymore. So why is that saying? There is no Isser here. That means the whole reason why Tri Machmer, Chalvat, Balchez, you cannot start off, there is no Isser over here. If that's declaring, the seven trade is also not. In essence, what happened over here? In Klal, we said one egg is mutter. Klal Vav, two eggs is also. Over here, what happens? Nevad, we're left with one egg. One chaticha, we're left with one chaticha. Should be Klal Zayin, should be mutter over here. If you lamish, make Klal Hay, make Klal Zayin, the set of Nevad is water, is one. Let's declare the one over here. Two, we know it's Tan Klal Hay, we know it's Tan Klal Zayin. So I tell me over here, also maybe to Mach Midinoi. But you Shach was Mekel Kal Hei Kal Zayin. When it's one, it's be Mekel Ish, be the same thing over here. At the end of the day, it's never. That's lost. We're left with one. Left with one, it's not on the subject. Maybe there's no Ish over here. Kashim. Then the Bible Shulchan says very simple. Blei Mati, I've lost the Torah. That's what he's saying over here. So that's the third time we wrote the word Blei Mati. The Bible Shulchan, what exactly is going on with the Shach? Again, read the Shach and said, the Shach says everything. There's no, the words are not hard. The words are easy. The vote is the hard part over here. The last point, the Klal Yud over here. And quotes the Shach and Ogre. Rabbi says a case over here of a stomach iser, chelev. Now makes it a case over here of two pieces of shuma, vada kosh over here. The locha should be bitul baroi, except it's a kosh of a field of elf like bottle. Now one of them came out and got cooked inside a pot. The question is, how do you look upon the pot? Speaks out the Prima Gordon, it must be that the piece is gone. That's because of the piece. It's gone. It's rotting, it's not here anymore. We're discussing only the pot. What's the locha of the pot? The bleeds inside the pot. Come with Shach, Lamaisi says the person can't be Mekel. Why? He says, I'll take the get of sex Mekel. Because I, you can start crying, maybe there is no Isser here at all. And even if there is Isser, maybe there is Shuman, in the case is Chaylov over here. So no problem here. Now, there's a problem two ways over here. Why can Mekel, why can Machmer? Come on, but the Shulchan says, he does not understand what in the world the Shach is saying over here. Shach says, why can Mekel? Because we're talking about the Pleas over here. In the piece itself, is it also? Piece cannot be made. What happens is really what happens is echem of echem aturus. That means you have a piece of the stomach shumon, the stomach, that fell inside aturus, one of three. One came out and got cooked inside a pot. That means the piece itself is ulcer. So tam is ki ikr. The piece is ulcer, the tam is ulcer. It's the ayin hach. So why in the world are you shakbi mekel, which tells you separating the tam, the kedera, from the thing itself? And make it strike us backwards, but the piece is also. They wouldn't understand what he make it. We said, forget about the people going to the Bala Shulchan. The holy Saita Asi doesn't make any sense. We go back to Locha in Simen Kuf Gimel, Kuf Aleph. You have three rolls happy. Cut the small pieces. What's the Locha of small pieces? Mutter. Tam. Mutter. Why Tam Mutter Kiri was happy? Because Tam is not rolls happy. So the Issa is now put upon Tam. This is now put upon something that's not where it's coming. They said to the Maisa, the reason why it should be mutter over here, to my blias. This is inside a pot. The loch is, We know Kuf Aleph already, small pieces, little pieces of mutter. The Talmud Maishav is mutter. So what we're to ask you it for, you have to come with the Kuf Svek Sveiko, which you don't understand, that's matter, because it's only Talmud here. Talmud Nachadiko is Havi. That's Kasha. Maishav came out. We have a re, a story of Echab Guf, Echab Teruah, the Maishav Osir. We have Tank Lom over here. We might have three terms in the Shach. We have the Hetek, Kal Hei, Kal Zayin, Kal Yod. All three of the terms, the Baal HaShulchan says, Tzorachin and Rewriting Mekos. That's Aleph. That means in that term, Maisa of the ten column over here, far from the Baal HaShulchan says, does not understand, makes us feel much better. If you want Kal Hei, Kal Vov, Kal Zayin, Kal Tes, and Kal Yod. Far from the does understand. The ones he does understand, you gotta work on it. If he understands it, you gotta have to work on it. So Maisa is confusing, but again, the words, you know what it says, and again, it really strengthens the point why how the Shach ends all this place, Svek Sveiko. Mina is Chavim, Mina Chavim, Kiyam, it's very wide, very deep. And it does lead to the question, what right does any person here have a right to pass the club, the gate to Echem, Ruk, Echem, through the race? It's a great question. You have to have massive shoulders. Again, people I know all the time throughout me, Svek Sveikers. And I used to be able to club Svek Sveikers, they like this column, they don't know what Sim they even is in, they never, and even they learn it's better, that's a look they skip. No learning from some Zion long words. I don't understand how to think. And then I use Svek Sveikers all the time. Learn about the video. Kasha or but here my skill learning it. Learn as well as you can, best you can. Mice, the next two things, next two columns basically are the Shiva Shem ones that everyone knows. Much easier, much more Bishmak. Next two ideas of learning is Svek Sveikers, Bishem Echod, and the other Sabech. That everyone knows from Shiva's Tavtes, Avi Beg, Avi Dal, that's Yeshiva's, that's Gishmak. And that also has Maskunas, a little bit tough to understand a little bit, but at least you'll appreciate what's going on in Shiva's Tavtes. Go back and listen to Rosh Shurim. Oh, that's what he meant. Oh, now he's always talking about it. Smoke says, oh, it lightens up the world. It's not a problem.